Sec. 1121, Rule of Construction. Nothing in this act may be construed to authorize the deployment, procurement, or construction of fencing along the northern border. Sec. 1122, Limitations on Dangerous Debarkation Practices, a certification required. 1. In general, not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this act, and every 180 days thereafter, the Secretary, except as provided in paragraph 2, shall submit written certification to Congress that the Department has only departed or otherwise removed a migrant from the United States through an entry or exit point on the southern border during daylight hours. 2. Exception, the certification required under paragraph 1 shall not apply to the deportation or removal of a migrant otherwise described in that paragraph if the manner of the deportation or removal is justified by a compelling governmental interest. B. The manner of the deportation or removal is in accordance with an applicable local arrangement for the repatriation of Mexican nationals entered into by the appropriate Mexican consulate. R. C. The migrant is not an unaccompanied minor and the migrant I is deported or removed through an entry or exit point in the same sector as the place where the migrant was apprehended. R. A. Agrees to be deported or removed in such manner after being notified of the intended manner of deportation or removal. B. Additional information required not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary shall submit to Congress a study of the alien transfer exit program, which shall include 1. The specific locations on the southern border where lateral repatriations have occurred during the 1 year period preceding the submission of the study. 2. The performance measures developed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to determine if the alien transfer exit program is deterring migrants from repeatedly crossing the border or otherwise reducing recidivism. And 3. The consideration given, if any, to the rates of violent crime and the availability of infrastructure and social services in Mexico near such locations. C. Prohibition on confiscation of property, notwithstanding any other provision of law, lawful non-perishable belongings of a migrant that are confiscated by a personnel operating under federal authority shall be returned to the migrant before repatriation, to the extent practicable. 1. Sec. 1123. Maximum allowable costs of salaries of contractor employees. Section 4304A16 of Title 41, United States Code, is amended by inserting before the period at the end the following, except that in the case of contracts with the Department of Homeland Security or the National Guard while operating in federal status that relate to border security, the limit on the costs of compensation of all executives and employees of contractors is the annual amount payable under the aggregate limitation on pay as established by the Office of Management and Budget, currently $230,700. Subtitle B. Other Matters. Sec. 1201. Removal of non-immigrants who overstay their visas. In general, not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary shall initiate removal proceedings in accordance with Chapter 4 of Title II of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1221 et sec. Confirm that immigration relief or protection has been granted or is pending or otherwise close 90% of the cases of non-immigrants who 1. Were admitted to the United States as non-immigrants after the date of the enactment of this act, and 2. During the most recent 12-month period, have entered the category of having exceeded their authorized period of admission by more than 180 days. B. Semi-annual report every 6 months after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary shall submit a report to Congress that identifies 1. The total number of non-immigrants who the Secretary has determined have exceeded their authorized period of admission by more than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, categorized by the type of visa that authorized their entry into the United States, B. Their country of origin, and C. The length of time since their visa expired. 2. An estimate of the total number of non-immigrants who are physically present in the United States and have exceeded their authorized period of admission by more than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act. 3. For the most recent 6-month and 12-month periods, the total number of removal proceedings that were initiated against non-immigrants who were physically present in the United States more than 180 days after the expiration of the period for which they were lawfully admitted. And as a result of the removal proceedings described in paragraph A, I, the total number of removals pending, A, the total number of non-immigrants who were ordered to be removed from the United States, II, the total number of non-immigrants whose removal proceedings were cancelled, and if the total number of non-immigrants who were granted immigration relief or protection in removal proceedings, see estimated population. Each report submitted under subsection B shall include a comprehensive, detailed explanation of and justification for the methodology used to estimate the population described in subsection A. Sec. 1202, Visa Overstay Notification Pilot Program. Establishment of pilot program, not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of this act, the Secretary shall establish a pilot program to explore the feasibility and effectiveness of notifying individuals who have traveled to the United States from a foreign nation that the terms of their admission to the United States are about to expire, including individuals that entered with a visa or through the visa waiver program. B. Requirements in establishing the pilot program required under subsection A, the Secretary shall 1. Provide for the collection of contact information, including telephone numbers and email addresses as appropriate, of individuals traveling to the United States from a foreign nation. And 2. Randomly select a pool of participants in order to form a statistically significant sample of people who travel to the United States each year to receive notification by telephone, email, or other electronic means that the terms of their admission to the United States is about to expire. C. Report not later than 1 year after the date on which the Secretary establishes a pilot program. Under subsection A, the Secretary shall submit to Congress a report on whether the telephone or mail notifications have a statistically significant effect on reducing the rates of visa overstays in the United States. Sec. 1203. Preventing unauthorized immigration transiting through Mexico. In general, the Secretary of State, in coordination with the Secretary of Homeland Security, shall develop, in consultation with the relevant committees of Congress, a strategy to address unauthorized immigration of individuals who transit through Mexico to the United States. The requirements. The strategy developed under subsection A shall include specific steps. 1. To enhance the training, resources, and professionalism of border and law enforcement officials in Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and other countries as appropriate. And 2. To educate nationals of the countries described in paragraph 1 about the perils of the journey to the United States, including how this act will increase the likelihood of apprehension, increase criminal penalties associated with illegal entry, and may find employment in the United States more difficult. C. Implementation of strategy. In carrying out the strategy developed under subsection A, 1. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in conjunction with the Secretary of State, shall produce an educational campaign and disseminate information about the perils of the journey across Mexico, the likelihood of apprehension, and the difficulty of finding employment in the United States. And 2. The Secretary of State, in coordination with the Secretary of Homeland Security, shall offer a training to border and law enforcement officials to enable these officials to operate more effectively by using, to the greatest extent practicable, Department of Homeland Security personnel to conduct the training. And the technical assistance and equipment to border officials, including computers, document readers, and other forms of technology that may be needed as appropriate. T. Availability of funds. The Secretary of Homeland Security may use such sums as are necessary from the Comprehensive Immigration Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 to carry out this section. Title II, Immigrant Visas. Subtitle A, Registration and Adjustment of Registered Provisional Immigrants. Sec. 2101. Registered Provisional Immigrant Status. The Authorization Chapter 5 of Title IIA USC 1255 et sec. is amended by inserting after Section 245A the following. Sec. 245B, Adjustment of Status of Eligible Immigrants before December 31, 2011 to that of Registered Provisional Immigrant. A. In general, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary of Homeland Security referred to in this section and in sections 245C through 245F as the Secretary, after conducting the national security and law enforcement clearances required under subsection C8, may grant registered provisional immigrant status to an alien who, 1. Meets the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B, 2. Submits a completed application before the end of the period set forth in subsection C3, and Furry has paid the fee required under subsection C10A and the penalty required under subsection C10C if applicable. B. Eligibility requirements. 1. In general, an alien is not eligible for registered provisional immigrant status unless the alien establishes, by a preponderance of the evidence, that alien meets the requirements set forth in this subsection. 2. Physical presence. A. In general, the alien shall be physically present in the United States on the date on which the alien submits an application for registered provisional immigrant status. A. Shall have been physically present in the United States on or before December 31, 2011. And II. Shall have maintained continuous physical presence in the United States from December 31, 2011 until the date on which the alien is granted status as a registered provisional immigrant under this section. B. Break in physical presence. I. In general, except as provided in clause E, an alien who is absent from the United States without authorization after the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act does not meet the continuous physical presence requirement set forth in subparagraph AII. A. Exception. An alien who departed from the United States after December 31, 2011 will not be considered to have failed to maintain continuous presence in the United States if the alien's absences from the United States are brief, casual, and innocent, whether or not such absences were authorized by the Secretary. 3. Grounds for ineligibility. A. In general, except as provided in subparagraph B, an alien is ineligible for registered provisional immigrant status if the Secretary determines that the alien has a conviction for an offense classified as a felony in the convicting jurisdiction other than a state or local offense for which an essential element was the alien's immigration status or violation of this act. II. An aggravated felony as defined in Section 101A 43 at the time of the conviction. 3 or more misdemeanor offenses other than minor traffic offenses are state or local offenses for which an essential element was aliens immigration status or violations of this act if the alien was convicted on different dates for each of the three offenses, i.e. any offense under foreign law except for a purely political offense which if offense had been committed in the United States would render the alien inadmissible under Section 212A, excluding the paragraphs set forth in Clause E or removable under Section 237A except as provided in Paragraph 3 of Section 237A. The unlawful voting as defined in Section 237A6A is inadmissible under Section 212A except that in determining an alien's inadmissibility, paragraphs 4, 5, 7, and 9B of Section 212A shall not apply. Subparagraphs 8, C, D, F, and G of Section 212A6 and paragraphs 9, C, and 10B of Section 212A shall not apply unless based on the act of unlawfully entering the United States after the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, and paragraphs 6, B, and 9A of Section 212A shall not apply unless the relevant conduct began on or after the date on which the alien files an application for registered provisional immigrant status under this section. Is an alien who the Secretary knows or has reasonable grounds to believe is engaged in or is likely to engage after entry in any terrorist activity as defined in Section 212A3B of R. IV was on April 16, 2013. An alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. An alien admitted as a refugee under Section 207 or granted asylum under Section 208. R. An alien who, according to the records of the Secretary or the Secretary of State, is lawfully present in the United States in any non-immigrant status other than an alien considered to be a non-immigrant solely due to the application of Section 244(f)(4) or the amendment made by Section 702 of the Consolidated Natural Resources Act of 2008 Public Law 110-229, notwithstanding any unauthorized employment or other violation of non-immigrant status, B. Waiver. In general, the Secretary may waive the application of subparagraph AIIII or any provision of Section 212A that is not listed in Clause E on behalf of an alien for humanitarian purposes to ensure family unity, or if such a waiver is otherwise in the public interest, any discretionary authority to waive grounds of inadmissibility under Section 212A conferred under any other provision of this Act shall apply equally to aliens seeking registered provisional status under this section. A. Exceptions. The discretionary authority under Clause I may not be used to waive subparagraph B, C, D, E, E, G, H, or I of Section 212A2, Section 212A3, subparagraph A, C, D, or E of Section 212A10, R. IV. With respect to misrepresentations relating to the application for registered provisional immigrant status, Section 212A6CI. C. Conviction. Explained for purposes of this paragraph, the term conviction does not include a judgment that has been expunged, set aside, or the equivalent. T. Rule of construction. Nothing in this paragraph may be construed to require the Secretary to commence removal proceedings against an alien. 4. Applicability of other provisions. Sections 208B6 and 240BB shall not apply to any alien filing an application for registered provisional immigrant status under this section. 5. Dependent spouse and children. In general, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary may classify the spouse or child of a registered provisional immigrant as a registered provisional immigrant dependent if the spouse or child was physically present in the United States on or before December 31, 2012 and has maintained continuous presence in the United States from that date until the date on which a registered provisional immigrant is granted such status, with the exception of absences from the United States that are brief, casual, and innocent, whether or not such absences were authorized by the Secretary, and A. Meets all of the eligibility requirements set forth in this subsection, other than the requirements of Clause E or II of Paragraph 2A. B. Effect of termination of legal relationship or domestic violence if the spousal or parental relationship between an alien who is granted registered provisional immigrant status under this section and the alien's spouse or child is terminated due to death or divorce, or the spouse or child has been battered or subjected to extreme cruelty by the alien, regardless of whether the legal relationship terminates, the spouse or child may apply for classification as a registered provisional immigrant. C. Effect of disqualification of parent, notwithstanding subsection C3. If the application of a spouse or parent for registered provisional immigrant status is terminated or revoked, the husband, wife, or child of that spouse or parent shall be eligible to apply for registered provisional immigrant status independent of the parent or spouse. C. Application procedures. 1. In general, an alien or the dependent spouse or child of such alien who meets the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B may apply for status as a registered provisional immigrant or a registered provisional immigrant dependent, as applicable, by submitting a completed application form to the Secretary during the application period set forth in paragraph 3 in accordance with the final rule promulgated by the Secretary under the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. An applicant for registered provisional immigrant status shall be treated as an applicant for admission. 2. Payment of taxes. A. In general, an alien may not file an application for registered provisional immigrant status under paragraph 1 unless the applicant has satisfied any applicable federal tax liability. B. Definition of applicable federal tax liability. In this paragraph, the term applicable federal tax liability means all federal income taxes assessed in accordance with Section 6203 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. C. Demonstration of compliance. An applicant may demonstrate compliance with this paragraph by submitting appropriate documentation in accordance with regulations promulgated by the Secretary in consultation with the Secretary of the Treasury. 3. Application period. A. Initial period except as provided in subparagraph B. The Secretary may only accept applications for registered provisional immigrant status from aliens in the United States during the one-year period beginning on the date on which the final rule is published in the Federal Register pursuant to paragraph 1. B. Extension. If the Secretary determines during the initial period described in subparagraph A that additional time is required to process applications for registered provisional immigrant status or for other good cause, the Secretary may extend the period for accepting applications for such status for an additional 18 months. For application form, A. Required information. I. In general, the application form referred to in paragraph 1 shall collect such information as the Secretary determines to be necessary and appropriate, including for the purpose of understanding immigration trends. I. An explanation of how, when, and where the alien entered the United States. II. The country in which the alien resided before entering the United States. And III. Other demographic information specified by the Secretary. A. Privacy protections. Information described in subclauses I through III of clause I, which shall be provided anonymously by the applicant on the application form referred to in paragraph 1, shall be subject to the same confidentiality provisions as those set forth in section 9 of title 13 United States Code. II. Report. The Secretary shall submit a report to Congress that contains a summary of the statistical data about immigration trends collected pursuant to clause I. B. Family application. The Secretary shall establish a process through which an alien may submit a single application under this section on behalf of alien, his or her spouse, and his or her children who are residing in the United States. C. Interview. The Secretary may interview applicants for registered provisional immigrant status under this section to determine whether they meet the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B. 5. Aliens apprehended before or during the application period. If an alien who is apprehended during the period beginning on the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act and the end of the application period described in paragraph 3 appears prima facie eligible for registered provisional immigrant status to the satisfaction of the Secretary, the Secretary shall provide the alien with a reasonable opportunity to file an application under this section during such application period, and B. May not remove the individual until a final administrative determination is made on the application. 6. Eligibility after departure. A. In general, an alien who departed from the United States while subject to an order of exclusion, deportation, or removal, or pursuant to an order of voluntary departure, and who is outside of the United States, or who has re-entered the United States illegally after December 31, 2011 without receiving the SECRETARY's consent to reapply for admission under Section 212A9, shall not be eligible to file an application for registered provisional immigrant status. B. Waiver. The Secretary, in the SECRETARY's sole and irrevocable discretion, subject to subparagraph D, may waive the application of subparagraph A on behalf of an alien if the alien I is the spouse or child of a United States citizen or lawful permanent resident, A is the parent of a child who is a United States citizen or lawful permanent resident, II meets the requirements set forth in clauses A and II of Section 245DB1A, or if meets the requirements set forth in Section 245DB1A, is 16 years or older on the date on which alien applies for registered provisional immigrant status and was physically present in the United States for an aggregate period of not less than 3 years during the 6 year period immediately preceding the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. C. Eligibility subject to subparagraph B and notwithstanding subsection B2, section 241A5, or prior order of exclusion, deportation, or removal, an alien described in subparagraph B who is otherwise eligible for registered provisional immigrant status may file an application for such status. D. Crime victim's rights to notice and consultation prior to applying or exercising any authority under this paragraph or ruling upon an application allowed under subparagraph C. The Secretary shall I determine whether or not an alien described under subparagraph B or C has a conviction for any criminal offense. A. In consultation with the agency that prosecuted the criminal offense under clause I, if the agency, in the sole discretion of the agency, is willing to cooperate with the Secretary, make all reasonable efforts to identify each victim of a crime for which an alien determined to be a criminal under clause I has a conviction. II, in consultation with the agency that prosecuted the criminal offense under Clause I, if the agency, in the sole discretion of the agency, is willing to cooperate with the secretary, make all reasonable efforts to provide each victim identified under Clause E with written notice that the alien is being considered for a waiver under this paragraph, specifying in such notice that the victim may I take no further action. II, request written notification by the secretary of any subsequent application for waiver filed by the criminal alien under this paragraph and of the final determination of the secretary regarding such application. R. III, not later than 60 days after the date on which the victim receives written notice under this clause, request a consultation with the secretary relating to whether the application of the offender should be granted, and if the victim cannot be located, or if no response is received from the victim within the designated time period, the secretary shall proceed with adjudication of the application. And if, at the request of the victim, under Clause II, consult with the victim to determine whether or not the secretary should, in the case of an alien who is determined under Clause II to have a conviction for any criminal offense, exercise waiver authority for an alien described under subparagraph B, or grant the application of an alien described under subparagraph C. Right to intervention. In addition to the victim notification and consultation provided for in subparagraph B, the secretary shall allow the victim of a criminal alien described under subparagraph B or C to request consultation regarding or notice of any application for waiver filed by the criminal alien under this paragraph, including the final determination of the secretary regarding such application. F. Confidentiality protections for crime victims. The secretary and the attorney general may not make an adverse determination of admissibility or deportability of any alien who is a victim and not lawfully present in the United States based solely on information supplied or derived in the process of identification, notification, or consultation under this paragraph. G. Reports required not later than September 30th of each fiscal year in which the secretary exercises authority under this paragraph to rule upon the application of a criminal offender allowed under subparagraph C. The secretary shall submit to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives the report detailing the execution of the victim identification and notification process required under subparagraph D, which shall include I, the total number of criminal offenders who have filed an application under subparagraph C and the crimes committed by such offenders. A, the total number of criminal offenders whose application under subparagraph C has been granted and the crimes committed by such offenders. And II, the total number of victims of criminal offenders under Clause E who were not provided with written notice of the OFFENDERS application and the crimes committed against the victims. H, definition. In this paragraph, the verb has a meaning given the term in Section 503 of the Victims' Rights and Restitution Act of 1990, 42 U.S.C. 10,677, suspension of removal during application period. A, protection from detention or removal. A registered provisional immigrant may not be detained by the secretary or removed from the United States unless I, the secretary determines that I, such alien is or has become ineligible for registered provisional immigrant status under subsection B3 or II, the aliens registered provisional immigrant status has been revoked under subsection D2 B, aliens in removal proceedings notwithstanding any other provision of this act. I, if the secretary determines that an alien during the period beginning on the date of enactment of this section and ending on the last day of the application period described in paragraph 3 is in removal, deportation, or exclusion proceedings before the executive office for immigration review and is prima facie eligible for registered provisional immigrant status under this section, I, the secretary shall provide the alien with the opportunity to file an application for such status, and II, upon motion by the secretary and with the consent of the alien or upon motion by the alien, the executive office for immigration review shall II, terminate such proceedings without prejudice to future proceedings on any basis, and BB, provide the alien a reasonable opportunity to apply for such status, and A, if the executive office for immigration review determines that an alien during the period beginning on the date of enactment of this section and ending on the last day of the application period described in paragraph 3 is in removal, deportation, or exclusion proceedings before the executive office for immigration review and is prima facie eligible for registered provisional immigrant status under this section, I, the executive office of immigration review shall notify the secretary of such determination, and II, if the secretary does not dispute the determination of prima facie eligibility within 7 days after such notification, the executive office for immigration review, upon consent of the alien, shall terminate such proceedings without prejudice to future proceedings on any basis, and BB, permit the alien a reasonable opportunity to apply for such status. C, treatment of certain aliens. I, in general, if an alien who meets the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B is present in the United States and has been ordered excluded, deported, or removed, or ordered to depart voluntarily from the United States under any provision of this act, I, notwithstanding such order or section 241A5, alien may apply for registered provisional immigrant status under this section, and II. If the alien is granted such status, the alien shall file a motion to reopen the exclusion, debarkation, removal, or voluntary departure order, which motion shall be granted unless one or more of the grounds of ineligibility is established by clear and convincing evidence. E. Limitations on motions to reopen. The limitations on motions to reopen set forth in Section 240C7 shall not apply to motions filed under Clause II. T. Period pending adjudication of application. In general, during the period beginning on the date on which an alien applies for registered provisional immigrant status under paragraph 1 and the date on which the secretary makes a final decision regarding such application, the alien may receive advance parole to re-enter the United States if urgent humanitarian circumstances compel such travel. II. May not be detained by the secretary or removed from the United States unless the secretary makes a prima facie determination that such alien is or has become ineligible for registered provisional immigrant status under subsection B3. III shall not be considered unlawfully present for purposes of Section 212A9B, and IV shall not be considered an unauthorized alien as defined in Section 274AH3. The evidence of application filing as soon as practicable after receiving each application for registered provisional immigrant status, the secretary shall provide the applicant with a document acknowledging the receipt of such application. II. Continuing employment. An employer who knows that an alien employee is an applicant for registered provisional immigrant status or will apply for such status once the application period commences is not in violation of Section 274AA2 if the employer continues to employ the alien pending the adjudication of alien EMPLOYES application. If effect of departure. Section 101G shall not apply to an alien granted advance parole under Clause II to re-enter the United States or II. Registered provisional immigrant status. 8. Security and law enforcement clearances. 8. Biometric and biographic data. The secretary may not grant registered provisional immigrant status to an alien or an alien dependent spouse or child under this section unless such alien submits biometric and biographic data in accordance with procedures established by the secretary. B. Alternative procedures. The secretary shall provide an alternative procedure for applicants who cannot provide the biometric data required under subparagraph A because of a physical impairment. C. Clearances. At data collection. The secretary shall collect from each alien applying for status under this section biometric, biographic, and other data that the secretary determines to be appropriate. I. To conduct national security and law enforcement clearances. And II. To determine whether there are any national security or law enforcement factors that would render an alien ineligible for such status. A. Additional security screening. The secretary, in consultation with the secretary of state and other interagency partners, shall conduct an additional security screening upon determining in the SECRETARY's opinion, based upon information related to national security, that an alien or alien dependent spouse or child is or was a citizen or long-term resident of the region or country known to pose a threat or that contains groups or organizations that pose a threat to the national security of the United States. II. Prerequisite. The required clearances and screenings described in clauses II and E shall be completed before the alien may be granted registered provisional immigrant status. 9. Duration of status and extension. A. In general, the initial period of authorized admission for a registered provisional immigrant I shall remain valid for 6 years unless revoked pursuant to subsection D2, and A. May be extended for additional 6 year terms if the alien remains eligible for registered provisional immigrant status. II. The alien meets the employment requirements set forth in subparagraph B. III. The alien has successfully passed background checks that are equivalent to the background checks described in Section 245DB1E. And IV. Such status was not revoked by the secretary for any reason. B. Employment or education requirement, except as provided in subparagraphs D and E of Section 245CB3. An alien may not be granted an extension of registered provisional immigrant status under this paragraph unless the alien establishes that during the ALIENS period of status as a registered provisional immigrant, the alien II was regularly employed throughout the period of admission as a registered provisional immigrant, allowing for brief periods lasting not more than 60 days, and II is not likely to become a public charge as determined under Section 212A4. R. A. Is able to demonstrate average income or resources that are not less than 100% of the federal poverty level throughout the period of admission as a registered provisional immigrant. C. Payment of taxes. An applicant may not be granted an extension of registered provisional immigrant status under subparagraph A unless the applicant has satisfied any applicable federal tax liability in accordance with paragraph 2. 10. Fees and penalties. A. Standard processing fee. In general, aliens who are 16 years of age or older and are applying for registered provisional immigrant status under paragraph 1 or for an extension of such status under paragraph 9AE shall pay a processing fee to the Department of Homeland Security in an amount determined by the Secretary. A. Recovery of costs. The processing fee authorized under Clause I shall be set at a level that is sufficient to recover the full costs of processing the application, including any costs incurred. I. To adjudicate the application. II. To take and process biometrics. III. To perform national security and criminal checks, including adjudication. IV. To prevent and investigate fraud. NV, to administer the collection of such fee. II, authority to limit fees. The secretary, by regulation, may I limit the maximum processing fee payable under this subparagraph by a family, including spouses and unmarried children younger than 21 years of age. NII, exempt defined classes of individuals, including individuals described in section 245 BC 13, from the payment of the fee authorized under clause I. B, deposit and use of processing fees. Fees collected under subparagraph II shall be deposited into the immigration examination fee account pursuant to section 286 and A shall remain available until expended pursuant to section 286 and C. Penalty I. Payment in addition to the processing fee required under subparagraph A. Aliens not described in section 245 EBAE who are 21 years of age or older and are filing an application under this subsection shall pay a $1,000 penalty to the Department of Homeland Security. A. Installments. The secretary shall establish a process for collecting payments required under clause I that permits a penalty under that clause to be paid in periodic installments that shall be completed before the alien may be granted an extension of status under paragraph 9AE. II. Deposit penalties collected pursuant to this subparagraph shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. 11. Adjudication. A. Failure to submit sufficient evidence. The secretary shall deny an application submitted by an alien who fails to submit I. requested initial evidence, including requested biometric data. R. A. any requested additional evidence by the date required by the secretary. B. amended application. An alien whose application for registered provisional immigrant status is denied under subparagraph A may file an amended application for such status to the secretary if the amended application I. is filed within the application period described in paragraph 3. N. A. contains all the required information and fees that were missing from the initial application. 12. Evidence of registered provisional immigrant status. A. In general, the secretary shall issue documentary evidence of registered provisional immigrant status to each alien whose application for such status has been approved. B. Documentation features documentary evidence provided under subparagraph A. I. shall be machine readable and tamper resistant and shall contain a digitized photograph. A. shall during the ALIENS authorized period of admission and any extension of such authorized admission serve as a valid travel and entry document for the purpose of applying for admission to the United States. II. May be accepted during the period of its validity by an employer as evidence of employment authorization and identity under section 274AB1B. If shall indicate that the alien is authorized to work in the United States for up to 3 years and B. shall include such other features and information as may be prescribed by the secretary. 13. DACA recipients. Unless the secretary determines that an alien who was granted deferred action for childhood arrivals referred to in this paragraph as DACA pursuant to the SECRETARYS Memorandum of June 15, 2012 has engaged in conduct since the alien was granted DACA that would make the alien ineligible for registered provisional immigrant status, the secretary may grant such status to the alien if renewed national security and law enforcement clearances have been completed on behalf of the alien. T. Terms and conditions of registered provisional immigrant status. 1. Conditions of registered provisional immigrant status. A. Employment notwithstanding any other provision of law, including section 241A7, a registered provisional immigrant shall be authorized to be employed in the United States while in such status. B. Travel outside the United States. A registered provisional immigrant may travel outside of the United States and may be admitted, if otherwise admissible, upon returning to the United States without having to obtain a visa if I. the alien is in possession of I. valid unexpired documentary evidence of registered provisional immigrant status that complies with subsection C12 R. II. A travel document duly approved by the secretary that was issued to the alien after the alien's original documentary evidence was lost, stolen, or destroyed. A. The alien's absence from the United States did not exceed 180 days unless the alien's failure to timely return was due to extenuating circumstances beyond the alien's control. II. The alien meets the requirements for an extension as described in subclauses I and III of paragraph 9A. And if the alien establishes that the alien is not inadmissible under subparagraph AI, AII, B or C of section 212A3, C. admission, an alien granted registered provisional immigrant status under this section shall be considered to have been admitted and lawfully present in the United States in such status as of the date on which the alien's application was filed. T. Clarification of status. An alien granted registered provisional immigrant status I. is lawfully admitted to the United States and A. may not be classified as a non-immigrant or as an alien who has been lawfully admitted for permanent residence. 2. Revocation. A. In general, the secretary may revoke the status of a registered provisional immigrant at any time after providing appropriate notice to the alien and after the exhaustion or waiver of all applicable administrative review procedures under section 245 EC if the alien I. no longer meets the eligibility requirements set forth in subsection B. A. Knowingly use documentation issued under this section for an unlawful or fraudulent purpose. II. Is convicted of fraudulently claiming or receiving a federal means tested benefit as defined and implemented in Section 403 of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. 8. U.S.C. 1613. F. 13. Granted registered provisional immigrant status. R. If was absent from the United States for any single period longer than 180 days in violation of the requirements set forth in paragraph 1b. R. II. For more than 180 days in the aggregate during any calendar year unless aliens failure to timely return was due to extenuating circumstances beyond aliens control. P. Additional evidence in determining whether to revoke an aliens status under subparagraph A. The secretary may require the alien I. to submit additional evidence. R. A. To appear for an interview. C. Invalidation of documentation. If an aliens registered provisional immigrant status is revoked under subparagraph A, any documentation issued by the secretary to such alien under subsection C as well shall automatically be rendered invalid for any purpose except for departure from the United States. Furry. Ineligibility for public benefits. A. In general, an alien who has been granted registered provisional immigrant status under this section is not eligible for any federal means tested public benefit as defined and implemented in Section 403 of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. 8 U.S.C. 1613. B. Audits. The Secretary of Health and Human Services shall conduct regular audits to ensure that registered provisional immigrants are not fraudulently receiving any of the benefits described in subparagraph A. For treatment of registered provisional immigrants, a non-citizen granted registered provisional immigrant status under this section shall be considered lawfully present in the United States for all purposes while such non-citizen remains in such status, except that the non-citizen A. is not entitled to the premium assistance tax credit authorized under Section 36B of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 for his or her coverage. B. Shall be subject to the rules applicable to individuals not lawfully present that are set forth in subsection E of such section. C. Shall be subject to the rules applicable to individuals not lawfully present that are set forth in Section 1402E of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act 42 U.S.C. 18071, and T. Shall be subject to the rules applicable to individuals not lawfully present set forth in Section 5000AD3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. 5. Assignment of Social Security Number. In general, the Commissioner of Social Security, in coordination with the Secretary, shall implement a system to allow for assignment of a Social Security number and issuance of a Social Security card to each alien who has been granted registered provisional immigrant status under this section. B. Use of information. The Secretary shall provide the Commissioner of Social Security with information from the applications filed by aliens granted registered provisional immigrant status under this section and such other information as the Commissioner determines to be necessary to assign a Social Security account number to such aliens. The Commissioner may use information received from the Secretary under this subparagraph to assign Social Security account numbers to such aliens and to administer the programs of the Social Security Administration. The Commissioner may maintain, use, and disclose such information only as permitted under Section 552A of Title V, United States Code, commonly known as the Privacy Act of 1974, and other applicable federal laws. The dissemination of information on registered provisional immigrant program as soon as practicable after the date of enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. The Secretary, in cooperation with entities approved by the Secretary and in accordance with a plan adopted by the Secretary, shall broadly disseminate in the most common languages spoken by aliens who would qualify for registered provisional immigrant status under this section to television, radio, print, and social media to which such aliens would likely have access. 1. The procedures for applying for such status. 2. The terms and conditions of such status, and 3. The eligibility requirements for such status. B. Enlistment in the Armed Forces. Section 504b1 of Title 10, United States Code, is amended by adding at the end the following. T. An alien who has been granted registered provisional immigrant status under Section 245b of the Immigration and Nationality Act.